what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, and I just want to say a big thank you. I haven't had a chance to. Been so busy. Such a big news hour. And thanks to Steve Moore and Carol Markowitz and Tyler Langhofer and Ari Zolden for all of their great contributions today. But last night, the Brick House in Wyckoff, New Jersey, was the site of the Dining Out NJ launch party for their new issue. And I just got to say, Aldo Cacico, I think is how you say his name, the person that they're celebrating 36 years of culinary excellence in North Jersey, and Linda and Paul and all the folks from Dining Out, NJ, and just the great time. I brought the goodie bag home for my bride because she was not able to join us, and she was just thrilled with everything that was in there. And the food was unbelievable, and the Balmore, and just a wonderful tasting. I mean, it was heaven. So thank you, Linda. Thank you, Paul. Congratulations, Aldo. Thank you to everybody that was there last night. And yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll do some more fun stuff with them, maybe even on the air sometime soon. Anyway, that's my goal. All right. So finally today, I know that there's every now and then things that, like, it's like smacking someone in the side of the head with an egg. Like, you know, uncooked, just psh, it is like hits them on the side of the forehead. And they're like, whoa, where'd that come from? How come? Well, this is one of those facts today. And it shouldn't, but it does. It has this unintended impact. President Trump signed that big tax cut reform act when? December 17? Okay. Since then, shock of shocks, the states with the lowest tax rates have produced, on average, 126% of the new job creation of that of the low of the high tax rates. So the low tax states have 126% more job creation going on, according to the Labor Bureau of Statistics. And here it is: 3.2% private sector job growth in those 27 low tax states. Over the same 18 months in the highest tax states in the country, of which, you know, here in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, all those, 1.6% job growth. So 3.2% in the low tax rate in the states and 1.6 in the high tax states. Now, just imagine if those high tax states would lower their tax rates, the pacing that the economy would be undergoing right now. But I know someone's sitting around going, you know, I never thought of this. You have higher taxes. You have fewer jobs. Huh? How does that work? I'm Kevin McCullough.